does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
I appreciate Scott Agnes joining us, and the 92-year-old Bill Elbert, super fan of Purdue, he joined us as well. You miss any of those conversations, check it all out, 1075thefan.com. In fact, we have the podcast center, the new one, within the last couple weeks, and then on top of it, you'll see right there on the front page of the website all the great Purdue-centric interviews that you may have missed. I know Matt Painter was on yesterday with JMV. That was a great conversation. We had Dakota Mathias earlier. Rob Blackman's been on a couple shows. I know JMV had Robbie Hummel as well. And we have Konzo Martin coming up here in just a minute. He'll be on the Podcast Center in short order.
Again, Purdue coming up Saturday nights, obviously a lot of interest for this man. And you talk about a busy man introduced at Missouri State earlier this week. And certainly we'll have some eyes on Purdue here coming up in the Final Four. Konzo Martin joins us now. Coach, I'm a little unsure of like how to introduce you properly. Purdue legend, dad of Purdue player, or new Missouri State head coach? Where should I go?
No, certainly not a Purdue legend. You got three or four of those Purdue legends playing this weekend. That's how you can take me off that list now. These guys are doing great things. But no, man, it's just exciting times to be the head coach here at Missouri State. I'm overjoyed by it.
Coach Martin, in my book, a Purdue legend, and again, the dad of Chase Martin on Purdue's team is with us here right now. Coach, I don't know how much of our audience has heard the story, so if you don't mind, could you walk us through you inside of Little Caesars Arena as that second half clock ticked down and maybe you had to make a beeline for the exit?
Oh, man, that was wild. So basically we followed him every step of the way. Of course, my son is on the team. Coach Painter, we were teammates there. So Brandon, Paul Lusser, I grew up together. Brandon, like a brother to me. So that's Elliot Bloom. So it's all great relationships there. But they don't get calls from me about playing time. So I don't do any of that. I just watch the game. But, you know, we were in the arena, exciting times. And I'm sitting right, Matt Waddell is sitting right in front of me. So we're going blow for blow just on anything within the game. And it was probably, I would say, 6 minutes left in the game. And we had the leagues. I had a flight to get here to Missouri State. So we had a flight at 6 p.m. So we left out of the game. And Roberta's looking at me. My wife's looking at me like, what? And she knew because she wanted to stretch it as long as she could. I said, we stretch this thing, we could be in trouble. So we got out. I told Waddell, and I told, you know, we got out. So we left. We got to that. So we got right in the car. As soon as we got in the car, Roberta had it on the phone. We tried to find it on the radio. I think we found it. But I'm driving on the highway and trying to look at it on her phone. And she's like, why don't you just drive the car? And she just tried to turn up as loud as she could. But it was really exciting, man. It felt like I was on the floor playing. It was that level of energy. It's like, wow, this is a great feeling. But it's one of those feelings, man. You go back when we lost to Duke in the tournament, all the times, even when Robbie and Juwan, those guys were there, when Brian Carden, those guys almost made it to the Final Four with Coach Katie, you just start reliving all those things. Because, again, even though you're removed and you become older, those guys are kind of like your little brothers. And now I'm a father figure with these guys so much younger now. You want to see him do it, and now to see it happen, and just great to see Coach here to be present. And Matt has done a phenomenal job with his program, stayed the course, stayed consistent, man. It's a true joy to watch.
Konzo Martin with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Coach, if that's true, if it was around the six-minute mark, you know, the score was 56-56 probably when you got up from your seat, or maybe 58-58. So God bless you for being able to do that. Listen, it's an easy question. It's probably a difficult answer. You know, back in the Final Four, but to, you know, now that you're here, but to win a national title, what would it mean, as you said, for the brotherhood, for the Purdue community?
Oh, I think it'd be great. Now, I will say, I think it would be great for the program, the work Matt has put in, staff, the players, the community, because the one thing about the Purdue fan base, they've stayed the course. They've been great. They've always been great to me. It's one of those fan bases that you enjoy because they care. Some get disgruntled here. And I understand that, but they've always been there, and I think that's a great joy when you have a fan base that's committed to it. And you're talking about a great institution, a great product, a great academic, all those things. So I think it's great. But for me, I mean, and again, great for all the former players. Glenn, I have a text stream with like 12, 13 other guys, and we play together. Woody Austin, Glenn Robson, Brad, all of us, we talk. We all the time, we're just going. And it's great to see, man, these guys are so happy. But for me, I'm just talking for me, whether they win it or not, it's all the same. My love never changed. And because, again, I know how hard it is to do that. And what Matt has done a phenomenal job with his staff. They've stayed steady in the storm. And that's a consistency that most men that don't have when times get hard. They wavered. Matt, with his convictions are real. He's a phenomenal man, person, teacher, and leader. And when you stay steady in the storm, you're able to overcome crisis. You have a chance to have a lot of success, and they've done that, man. So for me, again, as a father, I'm happy whatever happens. I mean, winning a championship for me doesn't change how I feel about them, the program, and all that. It's still the same, man, because when you become a father and a parent, man, you know how hard it is and the emotion that goes into it, the anxiety, the stress, the worries, the doubts, the fears that can take a toll on you. So, man, whatever they do, I'm happy.
He is the one and only Konzo Martin, right now head coach Missouri State. Come Saturday night, 6:09, that heart rate will be full throttle as he watches his Boilers and his son, Chase Martin, play in the Final Four. Coach, I want to go there. If I'm not mistaken, I thought Chase had some Ivy League interest coming out of high school. Yes. I find it so ironic that you look on this team, you brought up Matt Waddell, look at several of the walk-ons, and we're talking about sons of the dads were Matt Painter's teammates. Like, I don't think you see that everywhere. Why did you want, assuming you did, why did you want Chase to go to Purdue, play for Matt Painter when he had clearly some other interest?
Well, I think what happens, now, the Ivy League, he part of it, he likes being around his mom, so I want to be clear of that. But I think with the Ivy Leagues, he didn't want to do all the extracurriculars as far as the community service work. And all he wanted to do is play basketball, video games, obviously doing schoolwork, and hang out with his buddies. So Purdue was a great opportunity for him. And I called Payne. Payne was great about it. And but what I learned in all of this with my first son, who obviously went to Purdue, but what I learned in this, as a coach, you recruit one way. You think this kid can fit in your program. You sell him the program. He's talented enough. But in the process of understanding and studying as a father, when my children started going through it, it's like I got to have him around good people in a good environment. Because the older I get, I mean, 52 now, it's like, send your kids off to college. When my son, he came down to Purdue and Cal Berkeley with my oldest son. He said he wanted to go to Purdue, and at that time I was in California. And I'm like, man, all the way back to Purdue. I like Purdue, but that's a long way away from home. So you start thinking in terms of that. So if they're going to go away, at least be around good people. And I think for me, because life can be tough. I mean, so who can I go lean on when I'm struggling with something in life? Mom and dad can't be there. Because you got to go through. The storms will present themselves, but you got to go through the storm. And I'd rather have a safe umbrella protecting me and the staff at Purdue to help my son find his way. So that was the biggest thing for me in making those decisions. I think, and I don't mean to jump off the track here, and I think when you see a lot of young men transferring from schools, it's because they made decisions based on the wrong things. Yes, if you can get and I'm going to be clear, you can get $100,000, $1 million, whatever you get name members like, you get all of that. But what about the impact of the people around you? Who's going to help you with stress, worry, doubts, fears, struggles, anxieties? Who's going to really help you? What coach is going to value outside of just the basketball game? That is very important. So I think our decision making have to be better. And that was one of the biggest things for me with both my sons. They went to Purdue, and the people around them, like Matt Payne, I'll give you this, because a lot of people see Matt Payne as the coach and coach his team. You don't really see behind the scenes. Matt Payne would go eat lunch with my oldest son, Josh. Now, Josh didn't play any sports at Purdue, but Matt Payne would take time out of his schedule to go eat lunch with Josh. Now, he didn't call me and say, I'm going to eat lunch with Josh. He did it on his own. I found out a year later. I mean, so that's the guy that's coaching this program. So what I'm saying is we have to be better as parents in assisting our children in making decisions. Because I always struggle when parents say, well, it's up to him. I'm going to let him make the decision. So, okay, I know your son's a very intelligent young man, so you're going to allow an 18-year-old to make an adult decision, because really 18, you can't see. I couldn't see. Purdue worked out for me great, but I couldn't see Purdue at 18 how I see it at 50. So I think parents have to really step in and say, okay, here's your choices, and here's the reason why.
The great Konzo Martin with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Missouri State head coach disappointed that a few days ago. Obviously, Purdue Grady joins us here on the wake-up call on this Thursday. You've said so many great things about Matt Painter. Basketball-wise, what has impressed you the most about this team and what he's done with this particular season?
Well, I mean, again, Matt whenever he decides to hang it up, he'll be a Hall of Fame coach. So I think that part is that's understood. But I think what makes Matt great, like most leaders, he's earned the right to lead by the things he's endured and suffered. You know, Matt, it's the bumps in the road. First time taking over Purdue, it was like 9 wins. Then he had a couple years that back-to-back losses. And then also let me make some adjustments to what I'm doing, how I recruit and all that. Now you see where he is now at the top of the food chain. You're talking about coaches and leaders and pillars in the communities. So he's done that. But he's earned that right because of what he's endured, and he stayed the course. And I think that's very important. But also a credit to that, he's done all the great things, had the great staff around him. But a credit to that is Purdue, the athletic director, the president, that stayed with a guy because they knew what they had. And here we are.
He is Konzo Martin. He's with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Whether he likes it or not, I'll call him the Purdue legend and, of course, dad of Chase Martin and Missouri State head coach. Konzo, we appreciate the time. Last one from me. I thought the scenes post-game while you were going 90 to the airport were just awesome inside a Little Caesars Arena. Zach Edey, Matt Painter's embrace, the Gene Katie moment, Robbie Hummel's emotion, all of it. What will your emotions be like, you think, Saturday night and even Monday, you know, as a dad and as a former player?
Man, I hope I don't have tears running down my face, but that could happen. And I've never been afraid to cry in front of anybody, so that's not the case. But it just it'll be a phenomenal feeling, man, just to be in that arena. And I'll tell you this is a true story. So when I first got into coaching in 2000, Coach Katie had me on. I don't know how I said this and why I said it to myself. I said I will never go into the Final Four arena unless I'm coaching in it or playing in it. And I was done playing. So here we are. This will be the first time I've ever walked into the arena in the Final Four. It's the first time since 2000. I've never walked in it. So this will be the first time walking to the arena. And I'll just be overjoyed with the excitement. Just a go time, and it's just to sit in there, man. Just the joy of it, man. It's just a great feeling, man. Because I don't take life for granted. Every little thing matters to me, and for me, the power belongs to God because I'm standing here to see it, to feel it, to live it, and I count it all joy.
Unbelievable stuff with Konzo Martin right here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Coach, we can't thank you enough. We know it's been a whirlwind of a week for you. Congrats on the Missouri State gig. Safe travels out there to Phoenix. And as a parent, can only imagine what your emotions will be Saturday night. Soak them up, enjoy it, and thanks for the time.
Thank you guys for having me.